Have you ever looked at your client testimonials, your case studies, your incredible transformations that you're helping your clients have, and you wonder why you're not completely booked with like a wait list of people begging to work with you right now? You know that you're good at what you do. In fact, you're pretty great at it. Let's be honest. Your clients are getting these life-changing results. They rave about you. They refer people to you. They love you. Yet somehow you're still kind of hustling for each new client. You're still explaining your value on discovery calls, competing with coaches out there who have a fraction of the experience that you have. It does not make any sense at all. If your results are so impressive, why isn't there a line of power buyers like literally ready to invest right now? So today I'm going to reveal the truth about why expertise alone is not creating demand and what you actually need to do in order to be able to build a waitlist of premium clients that are ready to get started. Because here's what I see happening all the time. The most accomplished coaches and experts out there are very often the people who are struggling the most with client attraction. Obviously not because they're not good enough at what they do, but because they're often have outgrown their original business model and they haven't updated their messaging to match that evolution. And this kind of sucks, right? Because these are the coaches who should have a wait list of people just waiting for them to get started. Instead, they're stuck in patterns that made sense when they were starting out, but now are basically holding them back from the success their level of expertise is deserving right now. So let me paint the picture of what that looks like. Like, you've been coaching for a few years, maybe decades. Like a lot of the people that I talk to have been doing this for decades. You have incredible depth in the work that you do. Your clients are getting really powerful transformations that go way beyond what you originally even promised, right? You've developed methods and systems and insights that are really unique. But when you look at your calendar, it's not full. When you post content, it doesn't generate the response that you would basically expect. When you hop on discovery calls or strategy sessions, you find yourself explaining over and over the value that you give instead of having people be sold on working with you already. And you were wondering, like, what am I doing wrong? This does not make sense. The answer might actually surprise you. You're probably not doing anything wrong. The thing is that you very likely have outgrown your original positioning without even realizing it. So here's what happens to a lot of successful coaches and experts that nobody talks about. You start your business with a very specific message, a certain audience, a certain way of positioning the work that you do. And in the beginning, that works really well. It attracts you clients, you get them results, you build like this kind of cool momentum. But as you get better at what you do, and as you develop deeper insights, more sophisticated methods, and the ability to be able to create even more of like these profound transformation, something starts to shift, right? That message that once felt authentic now feels kind of small. The audience that you originally targeted now feels a little bit basic for the level of work that you can provide. And that positioning that launched your business now is underselling what you're actually capable of doing for your clients. So problem is that most coaches don't even recognize that that evolution is actually happening. So they keep on using that same messaging that worked when they were getting started, not realizing that they've basically outgrown everything. And so what happens is that your potential clients can really sense that misalignment. They can tell that there's a disconnect in how you communicate between the level of expertise that you have and the way that you're presenting yourself. So I want to share with you four key indicators that show that your impressive results aren't really translating to client demand because you have evolved beyond your current messaging. So the first thing that I see is that your content very often feels forced or inauthentic. So you're sitting down to create based on like using the approaches that have used to work in the past, and it feels kind of off, right? Like that pain point language feels a little bit basic for the sophisticated transformations that you can now facilitate. Those before and after stories that used to work really well feel kind of incomplete because they're not sharing the depth of what actually happened with these clients. Calls to action feel misaligned or like an afterthought because you're attracting people who aren't really ready to the level to like have the level of work that you provide. Honestly, that's not writer's block. It's not even burnout in a way. It's your intuition telling you that your message has fallen out of alignment with your evolution as a business, as a brand. The second sign that I see is that you're attracting clients who aren't quite the right fit. Like, despite these impressive results, the people that are booking discovery calls or strategy sessions with you aren't really prepared for the level of depth of that transformation that you're providing. So they're looking for quick fixes when maybe you're providing these comprehensive solutions, or they're focused on surface level symptoms when you're addressing the root cause. They're price shopping when you're offering like a really premium service. So that very often happens when your message is still speaking to that old audience, the people who were perfect fits maybe a few years ago, but now we're kind of below your optimal client level, and your message, your content isn't reflecting that just yet. The third sign is that you feel like you're constantly having to prove your worth, even with all of the expertise and the results. Like, you're constantly over-explaining your value on sales calls. You're sharing screenshots of your work, your results, your testimonials, your case studies, all of these things, trying to convince people that you're qualified to help them, and you're competing on features rather than being the obvious choice. So if you're experiencing any of these signs, it's not because you're not good enough, obviously. It's because you've evolved beyond your original business model. Now, there's another piece of this little puzzle that a lot of coaches and experts don't consider, and it's that the market itself has really evolved. The messaging and positioning strategies that used to work, I would say, like almost 12 months ago, don't work the same way right now. Your potential clients, especially the power buyers in there, have become much more sophisticated. They're smart. They've seen marketing tactics. They know how it works. They've heard every promise. They've been very likely disappointed by coaches who overpromise and underdeliver. So that means that your level of message sophistication is required, or it's required to show up in a way to really be able to capture these people. So surface level differentiation that used to work, like I have this unique process or I get better results, they're no longer enough, right? Like, it doesn't matter how many results you're getting. Power buyers are expecting depth and nuance and genuine innovation, and how your approach is different than their challenges, like the things that they've seen before. They want to work with experts who see things others don't see, who have insights, who can be a guide, who is getting transformations that other people can't really facilitate. But if your message is still operating at the level of general pain points and basic solutions, you're going to be invisible to those sophisticated buyers. It's like speaking elementary school level language to graduate level students, right? They're not going to question your competence. They're just going to assume you're not for them. So the solution here is very simple. You're going to align your message with your evolution, and that's going to start attracting the types of clients that you are going to be a great person to help them solve the problem, essentially. So the first thing that you need to do is to elevate your audience definition. You need to stop marketing to the people who you used to serve before and start speaking to the people that you're meant to serve right now. This is not about abandoning everybody who isn't at the highest level possible. It's about positioning your primary message to attract power buyers who can value what you offer in full. So instead of speaking to people who are just discovering they even have a problem, speak to the type of people who have already tried multiple solutions and are looking for advanced expertise, right? Like this sophisticated expertise or results. The second thing that you need to do is to develop what I call your angle of mastery. So this isn't just about articulating the unique lens through which you see problems and solutions. It's about something bigger. What is that ultimate message? It's what makes you different. It's that distinctive perspective that makes you a need to have for them. So you are presenting what you do as the ultimate antidote to the problem that these people are experiencing right now. And what that does is that it creates a desire for what you do, for you specifically, not just coaching, your way of doing things. Your angle of mastery is going to position you as the person who finally understands what everybody else out there is missing. The third thing that you need is to create premium level content. So your content needs to reflect that level of sophistication of your insights, of your depth, of your expertise, of your wisdom. That means moving beyond basic educational content to insight-driven content that essentially is going to challenge their assumptions. It's going to reveal hidden patterns. It's going to provide perspectives that nobody else has given them before. So instead of sharing tips and tactics, you're going to share frameworks, philosophies, ideas, belief shifting, all of that, right? Not addressing just symptoms or like problems or whatever. You're going to go deep into the root cause of things, and you're going to give them a new perspective. That is a type of content that naturally is going to attract power buyers, because it shows that the level that you're at is at a real expert level, right? So if right now you have been getting incredible results for your clients, but you don't have a wait list, right? It's not because you need to get better at what you do, clearly. Obviously, that's not the case. It's because you need to get better at communicating what you do to the right people in the right, most effective way. The truth is that your expertise has evolved, your insights have deepened, your ability to create transformation has very likely expanded. But if your message has not evolved with you, you're essentially hiding your light under a bushel. Power buyers are out there right now looking for the exact thing that you can offer them. But they can't find you because your message isn't speaking their language or addressing their level of sophistication or understanding. Obviously, the solution here isn't to go back to basics or lower your standards to attract more people. The solution is quite simply to elevate your message to match the evolution that you've had and start attracting clients who can truly value the depth of what you can provide for them. Because what I find is that when you do this, when you align your message with your actual expertise, something insanely magical happens. You literally will stop competing and start being sought out. You stop explaining your value and start having it be recognized by others. You stop having to hustle for clients and start having them basically kind of pursue you. And that is what is going to ultimately create that wait list that you've been waiting for. It's not just impressive results, but impressive results communicated in a way that makes you the obvious choice for your ultimate ideal client. If you want to identify how your messaging might be underselling your expertise and what you need to shift right now to attract the level of clients that your results deserve, let's hop on a quick 15-minute brand message assessment where I'll show you exactly what's creating that gap between your capabilities and your client attraction. I want you to go to brandmessagesession.com right now to book your call. You can find the link underneath this episode, and make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini, LinkedIn, TikTok, all the different places. And let me know in the comments below, do you feel like your current messaging is reflecting the full depth of what you're capable of creating for your clients? I love to hear what you think the disconnect might be in the comments below. I will see you in another episode.